Well, greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. I'm joining you live right here around the world tonight on WWRV 3.185 Clear Channel. Glad to have you aboard. Got a great program. Part two of the coming rapture. I'll be right back after the trumpet call. From the sky. He's coming. The Bible says he's coming back to this earth. Do you expect him anytime soon? Do you know what his events are? Did you know that some of the paradox that we could discuss tonight could be basically in this sense? The Bible says when he comes back, every eye shall see him. And then it also says that he's coming back as a thief in the night. So it's sort of a paradox. We're going to get into some of those questions and try to answer them as best we can for your understanding, that you may be helped along your journey. The main thing is, be you also ready. For you know not in what hour. Now, the Messiah in 24:36 of Matthew, he teaches his disciple about his imminent return and that we need to always be ready for him to return. Make sure he don't come upon you unaware. That's exactly what he said. Well, with that in mind, we're going to talk about some of the precursors, the events leading up to the time of his coming, what people would describe as a rapture. Now, ladies and gentlemen, a rapture is going to be more like a homecoming. Now, he's going to be an uninvited guest. I'm going to prove that to you. The Bible says that Satan and his angels will have everyone gathered together against his coming. Now, I'd like to repeat that. Satan and the deceptive angels are literally going to persuade people to actually fight against his coming. In the book of Revelations, the last chapter, he warns us, "Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the prophecy of this book." In verse 15, he says, "For the rest of the world are nothing but dogs." Oh my. There has to be a separation here, ladies and gentlemen. He's coming back to separate sheep from goats. He's coming back to separate light from darkness. He's coming back to remove the tares I hate to say this, from the wheat. I mean, the Christians have got such a glamorous event. Oh, he's coming, and little babies are going to be transformed, and we're going to have a happy time, and we're going to raise up in the air to meet him. We're going to go way off to a far city and things of this nature. This is what they envision. And the Bible gives a complete different approach. His coming is going to be in flame and fire. It says, for without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idlers, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that don't sound like that he's coming back too pleased with the event. Now, notice this. He says he's going to make all things new. Now, let me read that. In the 20th chapter of the book of Revelations. We know that in the 10th verse, the devil that deceived everyone, and the Bible says he's going to deceive everyone whose names are not written on the Lamb's book, and they're going to face, according to the book of Revelations, chapter 19, here's what it says. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called faithful and true, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. That's why I like that song. Will you ride with me? Miss Linda gave me that song, and I just love the song, because it reminds me of this verse of Scripture in the book of Revelation 19, verse 11. In righteousness he judges and makes war. Well, is he going to come back to make war? Or is he going to come back to get the saints? Is there going to be a war when he comes back? Or is he going to put everything on hold and then get the saints out where they won't have to go through no battles and no hardships? Well, let me read on. And his eyes were a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but himself. Right there. Right there. When you talk or think in terms of a rapture, you better get your house in order. You better know what his name is. Now, you know that if you get properly introduced to him, you would know his name. My people will know my name, he said. But the name is hid from the wise and prudent, or them that have been deceived into a false name, which is... It's the object of Satan's return, to deceive and to hide and come in another name. Satan ain't coming in the name of the true Creator. Nowhere is it written it'll have come in the Creator's name. But the Bible says he is going to come as God, and the people are going to receive him as God, whose names are not on the Lamb's book. Again, those that are deceived. So, in the rapture time, you've got to be worthy of a rapture. It said, behold, I make all things new. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. Oh, my. It's going to be a bloody mess. I warn you. For without are dogs... Without our dogs, that old serpent that deceived them, and they're going to endure the wrath. What is his wrath? His vesture was dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God, the Word. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in white linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, and with it he should smite. Sounds like he's pissed. Smite. Sweet little Jesus. Rocking babies and kissing little old ladies? I don't think so. Not right now. Oh, no.
He's going to smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of the Almighty God. And he had in on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings, the Master of all the Elohim. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, said, Come! This is the end, ladies and gentlemen. Cried with a loud voice, saying to the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather yourselves together to the supper of the great God. He's going to serve supper when he comes. Let's see what he's come. Oh, this is not for the saints. That they shall eat the flesh of kings. Who's he calling? The buzzards. The eagles of prey. They may eat the flesh of kings and captains and the flesh of mighty men and the flesh of horses and them that sit on them and the flesh of men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. Now, are you beginning to get the picture? Is that a rapture picture? It's a capture picture. Exactly what this picture tells you, ladies and gentlemen, is that when he comes in flame and fire, taking vengeance on them that know not Yahweh and obey not his gospel. Now, listen here. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles. You know, we've got so many miracles in this deceiving world. Everywhere you go, there's a cross up. And people are worshiping and singing and praising in their way. They do it their way. They don't come and search for the true name. They don't really tell you the truth. They tell you, oh, just don't worry about it. We're not going to go through the tribulation. We're going to be raptured out. The beast was taken, and the false prophet that had performed miracles before the beast, with him he deceived them that had received the mark. Now, what's the mark? It's a name. And it has to be a false name. Oh, it's a name that they love. It's a name they sing to. It's a name they worship. They say it's a name above every name, but it can't be read in the original scriptures. Now, let me repeat that for you. The name Jesus, here I go making people mad. Why do I do that? Why don't I just compromise and make friends? The Bible said, woe to the shepherd that fails to bring blood. I was called to shepherd a people that's looking for the truth, that would hazard their life, that are not looking for easy street, that are committed wholly, not worried about the future. Take no thought for tomorrow.
Oh, well, I've got to do this for next year, and I'm going to do this for next year.
You know, I haven't had a plan like that in so long, I wouldn't even know how to plan a purpose, a something out 2 or 3 years from now. Day by day, preach the gospel, be in season and out. Reprove, and rebuke. And the beast was taken with him, the false prophet that wrought miracles, that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. Oh, we got his images hanging everywhere. These were cast alive, into the lake burning with brimstone, and the remnant were slain. S-L-A-I-N. Do you think that's going to be a pretty scene for your children to look at? And your preachers are telling you that you all can huddle up at the church and be picked up on the way up? And here he's coming back to slay everything with fierceness and wrath, with a sword, feeding the flesh of nothing but scavengers, birds of prey, eating the brains out of captains and mighty men, and out of everything that does not worship Yahweh. The fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, the murderers, the whoremongers, the sword. What's a whoremonger? Oh my God, I wouldn't want to be caught out with somebody's wife. Is that whoremongering? You're whoring in strange doctrine, worshiping strange gods. Sorcerers, deceivers, using a false name. And the name Jesus, as much as you love it, please listen to me. In the original 1611 King James Bible, there is no such name as Jesus. Now go ahead and praise it. Go ahead and honor it. Go ahead and sing to it. But why don't you, if you're interested in your soul, if you're not interested in taking the mark, why don't you do some searching in the Bible? The Bible said, search the Scriptures for wherein you think you have eternal life. You don't have any. And the beast was taken with him, the false prophet, that had deceived all those that was worshiping a false name, that had received the mark, the false name, and they received the fierceness and the wrath of the Almighty God. Oh my. And I heard another voice saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues, for her sins have reached into heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. 18 Revelations verse 4. And he cried with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen. What is Babylon? It's a spiritual conglomeration of deception to deceive the very elect, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. What is that? That's spiritual bondage. Oh, it seems right. It's the norm. Did you go back and remember in the 18th chapter of Kings that Israel had gone over to abomination and fornication and whoredoms by worshiping Baal and forgetting Yahweh? Well, we got Baal worshiper today under the name of Jesus. They're just as guilty as those who worship Baal, which was not the true name of the Creator, and the name Jesus is not the name of the Creator. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. See, they don't tell you anything about the rapture in this sense. They just want to tell you that, oh, don't worry about it. Don't even fret yourself. Trust me. I'll be here at the church waiting on you, and I'll pick you up as we go out. I'll have Jesus to swing by. Swing low, sweet chariot. And we'll pick you up, and we'll go skippity-loo off into the wild blue yonder. And there we'll forever be with the Lord. Go your way, angels, and pour out the wrath of God upon the earth. And the first went and poured out his vial, and there was a noisome, grievous sore upon the men which had received the mark of the beast. You're only going to suffer from the false name you receive when you find out it's false. When you know that it's not the true name, that is a grievous sore of understanding. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as blood of dead men, and every living soul died in the sea. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. Look in the Gulf Coast. Thou art righteous, O Yahweh, because you have judged these people worthy of this that is coming upon them in the time when they say peace and safety and a rapture. And the fourth angel poured his vial upon the sun, and power was given them to scorch men with fire. You know, this message that I'm preaching tonight brings a lot of scorching fire upon those who do not know his true name. You say, it's not important, Pastor Buddy. Well, good. Just worship any God in the universe. Call on any name you want to. If it don't really mean anything, why don't we just call on anybody, anywhere, at any time? That will go good right now, because anywhere, anytime you want to, they'll invent a God for you if you've got some money. Or if you bother to come, the preachers will gather up. If there's a crowd, there'll be a false prophet show up to preach to you. And men were scorched with great heat and blasphemed the name of God. The name. By one name are you baptized into one body. By one name do you have the salvational name. It may not mean anything today. It didn't mean anything in Elijah's day. But it did to Elijah. And 6,000 more. But the bulk, the millions in Israel, they had gone a-whoring and committing fornication. And was drunk with the intoxication of the beauty and the pageantry. All the prophets, 500 of them at one gathering, 450 at one gathering. Oh, they were having the time of their life. They were putting this little ragtag preacher who called himself Elijah. Who's he? Who is this troublemaker that perverts the way in Israel? Away with him! Kill him! Ladies and gentlemen, I saw three unclean spirits like frogs. That's Father, Son, and Holy Ghost doctrine. If you believe in three, you believe in two more than the devil does. And you know that that's unclean spirits that is convincing you that there's three to worship in the Godhead. Yahweh, the true Elohim, the true God, he came to this earth and revealed his name to his children. Who are you to stand, Elijah said, against Yahweh? You have troubled Israel, saith the prophets of Baal. Yahweh said to be a trouble in Israel is an honor. For the name that I preach to you, this day he will prove himself to you. If Baal be God, worship him for the rapture. If Yahweh be the mighty one, wait till his fire comes. Because the Bible says, just like it was in the days of Elijah, so is it in the coming of the Son of Man.
coming in wrath, coming in fire, coming in vengeance, coming to turn the waters to blood. And behold, these are the spirits of devils. Man, they fill the land. We're so puny and pathetically, spiritually sick that today we have to have a government permission to worship our Creator. You think Daniel had to have one? You think Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego had to have one? I don't think so. For they are spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth to the kings of the earth and to the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief.
Oh, wait for the rapture. Ever I'll see him when he comes.
Ever I that don't want to see him will see him. His coming is going to be in you. You are him. He is you. Your transformation will be instantaneous. Their transformation will show exactly who they are. They're worshipers of Baal, unclean spirits, deceived with the mark of a false name. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments. What kind of a garment? A spiritual garment of repentance and salvation in the name of the King. Not what you get down at the local dispensary of religiosity of a seem right way. A true name, not a false name. A name you can read. As opposed to a name that, well, it doesn't really matter. He's got many names. But when you get on them, they never mention this until you get on them. Oh, he's got many names. When you tell them that there's only one name that's got salvation. Now, they'll sing and preach about it until you bring them under scrutiny with the Word and ask them to prove the name Jesus. How old is the name Jesus? How long has it been in the Bible? Oh, it doesn't matter. He's got many names. See, they'll switch on you right then. Up until then, they'll praise Jesus and shout His name. And then when you begin to question them on it, and you've got a right to do so, but see, they'll think you're a troublemaker, just like Elijah was. A rapture? Well, there was a rapture for the wicked on Mount Carmel that day. The prophets of Baal lost their life. And it says, I saw these unclean spirits and false prophets, just like it was in the days of Elijah. Blessed is he that keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and see his shame. And Satan gathered them together in a place in the Hebrew tongue called Armageddon. And he convinced the kings and the mighty men and the captains, just like Ahab, all the ambassadors, all of the princes of Israel were sitting in the high places, so deceived and so disillusioned with truth that truth made them actually ashamed. Here's this old grizzled, bald-headed prophet repairing, of all things, a silly circle. Digging a hole around it. I guess the sweat was just a rolling off of him on that day. No doubt it was hot that day. No doubt they were having a picnic over. They were cutting the melons on the other side. You think Elijah stopped and went over and got him a refreshing drink? I don't think so.
He probably brought him up a jug of branch water. And then he hauled branch water again, 12 barrels to be exact, and he hauled that water all day long. He didn't have no help. All of them stood over there and said, "What's he doing now? What's he doing?"
"That old crazy preacher, he's the trouble of Israel. Oh, that's old Pastor Buddy preaching now. He's against the rapture."
I'm all for a rapture. I'm all for it. May Yahweh come. And may He gather these ungodly, uncircumcised filth, the inhabitants that have been made to drunk the wine of fornication. These have one mind, and this mind is perverted to think that they can worship in a name they can't even read and prove, and they still hang on to it, and they want a rapture. I don't think you want the kind of rapture you're going to get.
Oh, yeah, we used the name Yahweh, buddy. We started using it over at our church now. Glory to God, Shundai. Oh, have you? Well, praise Yahweh. And so the whole church went out and got rebaptized, including the preacher? No. That don't have nothing to do with saving you, Pastor Buddy. Come out of her, my people. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength to the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb. You know how you make war with the Lamb? You disobey what He said. You stand in His way. You won't walk in and you hinder them that would. You false prophets that say that you believe in the name of Yahweh and you won't take your parishioners, those that pay tithes at your altar, you won't take them out and re-baptize them into the name of Yahweh, the only name that's got salvation. You're compromising, and you have one mind and one power to give your strength to the beast of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost doctrine, or Jesus' name, both being false. You want a rapture? Are you sure you're ready? "Well, I heard an angel," John said. Oh, my. He said, I saw a rapture. "Away in the spirit in the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and the woman's were arrayed in purple and scarlet purple and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, and it was full of the abomination and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Church." They some strange place sitting over in Rome. This is a evil system set up and designed and is caught on just like the churches of Baal in the time of Elijah, who brought the name of Yahweh. They'd already forsaken His name. They had forsaken His prophets, killed all of them. And destroyed all of Yahweh's circle altars. There's going to be a showdown. There's going to be a rapture on Mount Carmel. Just like it was in the days of Noah. Oh, there was a great rapture in that day. The only thing, those false prophets died. And Yahweh gave His children another chance to quit worshiping strange gods and calling on strange names. But just as soon as Elijah vacated and was raptured out, Elijah got raptured? Yeah, but he was alone.
None of those people sitting up on Mount Carmel could go with him. Not one was taken with him. You know why? They were not worthy. And do you believe that he came again to the same disobedient, unthankful, unholy people? And so it is today. They recognized not as the Messiah said, they knew not the time of their visitation. They were too busy waiting for a rapture. They were drunk with the wine. They committed fornication, spiritual adultery. Oh, how they love to make love to their gods. Oh, they worship. They sing His praise. They adorn Him. They make little emblems and little symbols. Put on their cars and their automobiles and their houses. Fly them on their flags. With whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. And I saw that woman just like Elijah saw her sitting upon Mount Carmel. I saw this woman decked, scarlet colored, full of names of blasphemy.
Oh, he's got many names.
That's blasphemy just to let that come out of your mouth. You should never let that come out of your mouth. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abomination and filthiness of her fornication. Upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and the abomination of the earth. I saw as it was a time of trouble such as never was and never shall be come upon the earth. In that day there was a great shaking in the land. Yahweh bless you. Yahweh help you to understand that the angel that's coming in the last days to set one foot on the land and one foot on the sea, and he's going to blow a trumpet. And the Bible says he's going to say, time shall be no more. Oh, but Pastor Buddy, don't you know he's going to rapture out the church and take us away for a millennial? And then he's going to give everybody a chance to repent? And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar. Boy, that's something they won't get on today, is an altar. Like Elijah got on his altar. Loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed which were prepared for an hour, a day, a month, a year, and to slay. Slay. Oh, if they would tell the truth about the rapture. Death. Carnage. Destruction. Killing. And I saw the people and the kindreds and the tongues and the nations. And I saw that they rejoiced that the prophets were killed. And they made merry, and they sent gifts one to another. And the Messiah said, as it was in those days, so shall it be. If they kill me in a green tree, what'll they do to you in troubled spiritual times? If there come not a falling away, the end
will not come. One woe is past. The seventh angel sounded, and great voices in heaven. We give you thanks, O Yahweh, which art and was and art to come, because that thou hast taken thy great power and hast reigned, and the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come. In the time of the dead that they should be judged. When he comes back, there's going to be a rapture and an instantaneous change. Don't worry. Those that remain will not prevent them from sleep, for Yahweh's going to bring them with him. And when he comes, he's going to say, bring them before me and slay them. Because the nations were angry that you have taken your great power and has reigned. Again, Matthew 25:31, when the Son of Man comes in His glory, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory, and before Him shall be gathered all nations. And the nations were angry, and your wrath has come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that they shouldest give reward to the servants, the prophets, and the saints, and them that fear your name. Small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. And the great dragon was cast out. No longer will we have to contend and put up and endure the death and the destruction. Did you know that in these days shall the vengeance... Oh my. Did you know that in that day there shall be a vengeance such as never was and never will be again? A vengeance, Son of Man, set upon the wall and become a watchman to the house of Israel and tell them that when I come back, warn them of their wicked way. And to turn from it. If he doesn't, he shall die in his iniquity. But if he does, thou hast delivered his soul. Again I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die. For thus saith Yahweh, Ezekiel 34:11. For thus saith Yahweh, behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek my sheep. My sheep will be gathered before me. They shall go to my right hand. They shall hear me say, enter in. The ghost will go to the left. That's the wicked. It'll be in a cloudy and a dark day. I will bring forth these people and gather them from the countries and will bring them to their own land and feed them on the mountains of Israel by the rivers of the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with a good pasture. But as for you, my flock, thus saith Yahweh, behold, I judge between cattle and cattle, between the rams and the goats. See if it's a small thing unto you that you have eaten up the good pasture. These churches won't even give you a love offering to help you preach the truth, because if you preach against the rapture, it gets in their pocketbook. It makes them uncomfortable. They scoot around in their seat and they get nervous and they tap their fingers and they look off into the wild blue yonder in disgust when Pastor Buddy's preaching. Wonder why? Because it's not a ear-tickling truth of deception. This is a ear-tickling, damning sin, and you'd be better not to hear it than to be judged accountable. ye have trodden. The diseased, you eat the fat. You kill them that are fed, but you feed not my flock. My sheep wander through the mountains to the Caucasus. Here they come! And today, Christians sitting in church who don't even know who they are, worshiping something false by the deception of the devil, and you're talking about a rapture. I'll make them a covenant of peace. I'll cause the evil beast to cease out of the land. They shall dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. And I will make them of the places round about a blessing. And I will cause the showers to come down in the season. There shall be showers of blessing. Oh my. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that there is a time that is soon to come in the book of Ezekiel chapter 38 as I close my message tonight concerning the false hope of a rapture. The sheep don't have to worry about going anywhere. Where he is, that's where I'm going to be. And the Bible said he's coming back to earth. That's where I want to be. I don't want to be anywhere else. If he comes to earth, I don't want to go to heaven. If he goes to heaven, I don't want to be on the earth. Where thou am, there may they be also. He's coming back to this earth to destroy the wicked and to sever the tares from among the wheat and to throw out all the bad stuff and keep the good. Be prepared. For after many days thou shalt be visited. In the latter years you shall come into the land that is brought back from the sword. It is gathered out of the many people against the mountains of Israel, which have always been waste, but it is brought forth out of the nations, and you shall dwell safely. Thou shalt ascend and come like a storm. Thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land and all thy bands and with thee. Thus saith Yahweh, it shall come to pass that at that time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. And thou wilt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages, and I will go to them that are at rest. Did you know that the Bible says that Satan and the enemy in the last days, in the latter years, that they would compass the camp of the saints round about, but fire, oh, and there's that evil word again, fire comes down out of heaven and destroys them. Thou shalt come up against my people as a cloud to cover the land. It shall be in the latter days. And I will bring thee against my land, and the heathen shall know that I am sanctified in you, Gog. Surely my jealousy and the fire of my wrath have I spoken. Surely in that day there shall be a great shaking. Sound like a wonderful rapture to me. Thou shalt fall upon the mountains of Israel and thy bands and all thy people that is with thee. I will give you to the ravenous birds of every sort. There it is. We're reading the gospel in the book of Ezekiel pertaining to the book of Revelation. The wrath. I will hiss for the eagles, the flesh-eating eagles, and they will eat the flesh of mighty men and captains and the wicked and all them that are gathered together against my coming. You want to go somewhere and miss all this excitement? Oh, hallelujah! I can't wait! I will set a fire on Magog and among them that dwell carelessly in the isles, and they shall know that I am Yahweh. So I will make, verse 7, Ezekiel chapter 39, I gotta close. So I will make my holy name known in the midst of my people, and I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore. He's got one.
Oh, he's got many.
Well, you tell me which one's the holy one. That's the one I want. That's the one you better get. You better repent. You better come out of her, my people. You better get in the name before a rapture, or before you get captured by the devil, and before you receive the mark of a false name. You better reprint through the spiritual process of repentance into the true name, the name of Yahweh, the name above every name, the name that every knee shall bow to. I'll make my holy name known, and they shall know that I am Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, it is done. I have spoken it. And so the house of Israel shall know that I am Yahweh from that day forward. And the heathen shall know that the house of Israel went into captivity for their iniquity, and for worshiping strange gods, and calling on strange names. And therefore I hid my face from them, and gave them over to the hands of their enemies, according to their uncleanness, and according to their transgressions have I done it unto them, and I hid my face from them. But thus saith Yahweh, in that day I will bring again the captivity of Jacob, and have mercy upon the house of Israel, and will be jealous for my holy name. Oh my. I feel a great anointing power of Yahweh. Yahweh is a rock in a weary land. He's coming back after a clan that's called by His name. Not a name of blasphemy, not a name that's worshipped, not a name that's adored, not a name that's sung to in every false church in the land. Without any explanation, nobody will explain what happened in the great mystery of how that they took Yahweh out and put a false name in, one that's adored. And you say, oh, Pastor Buddy, you're just too hard. I just can't stand that preaching. You know why, Pastor Buddy? Simply because you're hateful. You say that God's going to kill people, and I don't believe that. He comes to save people. The Bible said He come to bring division. The fire's already going to be kindled when He comes. It's the wicked that's destroying the earth, not Yahweh. It's the unrighteous preachers that are preaching a false doctrine of fornication and whoredom, not the preachers of Yahweh. They'll preach the truth. Fit higher lips, the devil puts a kink in his back. And you people will sit out there and you'll listen, and it'll scare you a little bit, and then you'll cut off the radio and go back to whatever you're doing. When Pastor Buddy gets through, Yahweh will tell you to help me and send me some tithe and offering that I can preach more gospel. But you won't do that. It'll just be a quick stab in the heart, and then you'll get over it. And you'll send your tithes up on Main, up on Broad Street, up on the wide way. And you'll let a little old poor preacher like Elijah, that believes in repairing the sacred altar and preaching the name of Yahweh and preaching a sword, just like Elijah brought on the mountain. There's one coming, and it's not going to be a rapture of the righteous. It's going to be a rapture of the wicked. You better be ready. You better make your election and calling sure. Oh, sure, you trust in your community and church. Oh, there's such good people over there. They went up there and visited that little sick person. You can give all of your goods to feed the poor. Though you have all gifts, though you can shine and profile,
And though you enjoy getting up and singing songs about sweet Jesus, and you make it sound good, and you rhyme your song, and you make sweet chords, and you play well on an instrument, but the truth digs you up and makes you mad, your rapture's not going to be too pleasant. You're going to have gate trouble. Read Matthew chapter 21, verse 4. You'll find out that they that go into the city will go into the sacred place where there's an altar, and your name better be on the Lamb's book, or you'll have gate trouble. You'll be cast out, and that, even that which you seem to have will be taken away from you. And Yahweh say, slay them before me. Comment tonight, 423-626-2172. Write me, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. I'm sponsored tonight by Brother Mark and Miss Audrey down in the great state of Mississippi. We love you. Was this message is intended solely for the listening of the sheep. It is not for the unbeliever. Yahweh bless the sheep. May He keep you until His day. And when He comes, you'll gather, you'll take up a sword, and you'll help fight, because Satan is going to be fighting against you. It'll be revenge time. You'll revenge all the blood. It'll be a great day. Come on, Yahweh. Let's have a rapture. In the name of Yahweh. I'll see you Monday night, 9 o'clock, WWRB 3.185, Clear Channel around the world. God bless.